If you turn for a few moments, please, in the Word of God, to the book of Micah and the last chapter, the chapter 7. I want to draw your attention. We'll read verses 18 through to 20. Who is God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. It is especially the last verse, or the last part of the verse 19, thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Casting all the sins of his people into the depths of the sea. We want to just, for a few moments, just break down this verse and just think about it. The person, first of all, who does this casting, it's God. Only God can do that. Men can't cast their sins into the depths of the sea. No priests can cast your sins into the depths of the sea. The church isn't able to do it. Only God, thou, and he is willing and able to do that. So there's the person who is in this text who is gracious to do such a thing. And then there is the property, sins, their sins. There's a property and there's a people. There's a people who have this property, and this property is sin. In fact, it's in the plural. This people have many sins. So there is this people, this ungodly people, because if they have sins, they're ungodly. But yet, they're a love people. They're a people of God's grace, and a people God sent his Son into the world to save. And so he eyes this people, and he realizes that their sins are in danger of casting them into hell. That's where sin brings men. It brings them down into hell. It weighs them down. Casts them down. Casts them down in life. Casts them down from happiness. It casts them down from peace. Sins, the burden of our sins, casts us at last into hell itself. And yet here God says that he'll cast their sins. Their sins which would cast them down. He casts their sins down. And notice the plenitude as well, because it says that he will cast all their sins. Not some. Well, they all have to go. Everyone has to go under the flow of the blood. Everyone has to be cast into the sea. All of them have to go. And God is the only one who can cast all their sins. Perhaps some men can give up some sins. They can't cast away the guilt of it that they've already committed. But maybe they give up some sins, some habits, cast it away. But they never cast away all their sins. God only can do that. All their sins. So there's the plenitude in this work. And then there's the place where he casts them into the sea. And what's the sea? The sea's a vast place. If you allow something in the sea, you'll never find it again. That's it. It's gone. It's in the vast ocean. It's moving about in the currents. It disappears. It's gone. And God will do that for the sins of his people. He'll cast them into the sea. And that's the place where they go. But you notice there's a permanence about his casting into the sea. He's not going to go looking them again, because it says he will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. It doesn't just say into the sea, but into the very depths of the sea, into the deep where nobody can go. Now, we have invented submarines, and we have obtained some machinery whereby we can go down fairly deep, very deep. I don't think we can go down to the deepest deeps, into the depths yet. And that's where God casts them all, where no man can go to get them up and to wreck them up and to bring them up again. Even the old devil himself, and he's a serpent used to the deeps. He's used to the sea, that old Leviathan, but not even he can go down into the depths to rake up the sins of God's people, because God has cast them into the very depths, into the deep, deep place where they'll never be seen. It's dark down there in the deep place. Never be seen. The devil will never see them again, and man will never see them again. They're gone. That's what God can do. That's an amazing thing that he can do that. And he does do it. And it says, there's a purpose. Thou wilt cast all their sins in the depths of the sea. He has the will to do it, for he loves his people. And he sent his Son into the world for his people. He's a will to save them. He's a will to forgive them. He just loves us. He will cast all your sins into the depths of the sea. And then there's that power. Cast. They're going to make sure. He's going to make sure they reach the depths. He casts them in. He throws them deep, deep down in. He really wants to get rid of them. He really wants to deal with them so they'll not come up again, so that they'll be dealt with once and for all. He casts them in. Every word here needs to be weighed. Cast them into the depths of the sea. What power. What the mighty power of God. That's why he said in verse 18, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? There's no power like it, and there's no God like it. There's no grace like it. There's no pardoning mercy like it. We have to ask, how can he do this? How is he able to cast our sins into the depths of the sea? Is that right? Is that just that he just does that and they're all forgotten about and they're not answered for? No, no. He doesn't just cast them into the depths of the sea. You see, there's a person who must bear them. There's a person who must take them. There's a person who must become identified with all that burden of sin. And he must be cast into the depths of the sea with those sins. And that's in actual fact what happened. And Jonah's a picture of that. Do you remember how Jonah is identified with sin and running away from God? And there's a judgment of God coming to the vessel, the wrath of God. And what's the only answer? He has to be cast into the depths of the sea. And when he's cast into the depths of the sea, there's great stillness. He goes down into the depths. He tells us all about it in that second chapter of Jonah. He goes down, down, down into the bowels of the earth. A picture of Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus Christ himself said, Jonah's a sign of me. But he didn't stay there. No, he rose again. He came up without sin. He came up and went on the commission to Nineveh, to the Gentiles with the gospel. And Jesus Christ died for our sin. And sometimes his death is pictured as a going into the depths. Psalm 69. I'm in the depths, O Lord. The waters are rising. The floods are coming. He was cast into the depths. That's what Calvary is, the depths. He was cast into the depths of the sea, of the deep. That's what the cross was all about. Our sins were there. He's cast into the deep. He comes up again without sin. The sins remain in the deep, but he comes up again. He rises 3 days and 3 nights, but he rises again. And he brings the gospel to the Gentiles. And so it's a picture. That's how our sins are got rid of. Through our mediator, through our Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who bore them upon the cross. Our Father cast him into the deep to get rid of our sin. And that's why we're saved. Because of him. Because of the Lord Jesus. Isn't he a wonderful Savior? Isn't he a great Savior? Isn't his Father a great God who planned this and who sent his Son for this? And so our sins aren't just, you know, just thrown away as if that's it. No. They're dealt with in a way of justice and righteousness, so that nobody can point the finger at God and say, you treat sin lightly. God doesn't treat sin lightly. He had to send his Son into the world to deal with it. And he had to cast his Son into the depths to get rid of it. And so it is the grace of our God. And we should love our Heavenly Father, and we should love our Savior, the Lord Jesus, and we should love the Holy Spirit, who gives us the faith to believe this.